The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
Hi, I'm Brad Biteman, one of the creators of Bargery Buffet, The Cruise Detective, which is about Agatha Christie-style murder mysteries, but exclusively on cruise ships and stupid. Bargery solves cases such as who's killing all the Santas on the Santa Cruz, and how does a man go into a water slide and not come out the other end? This episode is titled Storm Haver, and all you need to know going in is that Bargery is trying to kick her sugar addiction after years of drinking straight pina colada mix, and she has an acquaintance named Neil Gregg who thinks he's her sidekick but is just a boring, useless loser she keeps running into. And he's played by me, so I can say that, though it does hurt my feelings to say. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to a Bargery Buffet mini-mystery, starring Bargery Buffet, the cruise detective. Put your deduction skills to the test with this week's case, Storm Haver, based on the short story, Rain, Rain, Are You Okay?
Rob, we got another beautiful day today.
And it's going to bring us a chance of scattered showers. Very small chance,
so,
but
Raj,
if it does happen,
Janelle,
we can see
have more
snow.
Where will see that? The show, and again, it's all about
the snow.
Wednesday night and Thursday to get those higher totals.
10 degrees above, excuse me, below average.
Have you ever been in a room where 50 people were all talking about the weather? Well, then I guess you haven't been aboard the Weather Bee, the weatherman convention named after that famous saying, weather the weather bee, weather's the weather bee, weather the weather does be. The ship features not just a Doppler radar, but the Dopplest radar of them all. The giant radar tower was so powerful it even got the weather right sometimes. I was contacted by a weatherman who said it was urgent, so I hopped on the first helicopter no one said I couldn't take. I sat waiting in the weather vane, a restaurant built on a big metal stick that sways in the direction of the wind. Also, it only serves glasses of rainwater and roasted rooster, which is like chicken but pissed.
It's true, it's nice to see you guys too. Yeah, it's 17 by you guys. It feels like 6 here and even colder elsewhere, so yeah.
Bitch, is it just me or are these conversations like really interesting?
Neil, we have got to stop meeting like this, and by that, I mean at all.
I don't think you'll ask, so I'm here because I was gonna do an interview about the Expo disaster, but when I showed up to the local news crews, they sent me to this boat because my big, huge, boxy 90s suit made me look like a weatherman.
Yeah, you have corners.
Thanks.
You know, your fame is entirely dependent on how I don't do interviews.
Well, someone's gotta, or at least try their best to. Hey, is there sugar in that?
You're not my sponsor, Neil. I'm not Sesame Street, brought to you by the number 0 and the letter lame. Don't worry, it's a Sprite D-Mix, the one LeBron James designed but forgot to add sugar to.
Oh, good. Hey, did you see the Dop list? It looks like a giant one of those plasma balls where you put your hand on it and it zaps at you, and then you put your face on it and they say, sir, you have to leave the Spencer's gifts. And you say, I try, but when I went to the back, there was sexy stuff and I got scared, and they say, why would you try to leave a mall store through the back?
Shut up, obviously. Ooh, this might be my weatherman.
Well, howdy with a chance of hi, Bargery. Lizzie Drizzle, junior meteorologist at WCDBTC Santa Banana. And who's this?
Hi, I'm Neil Gregg.
Oh, from Trashland. I've heard of you.
Bitch, look at that. Someone's actually heard of me.
Become gone, Neil.
Going.
Drizzle, huh? I thought weathermen had extreme names like Tornado Timmy or Hail Mary.
Well, you can only claim a title if you predict that kind of weather. I've only gotten to light rain. Before that, I was... Magic, Lizzie.
That sounds better.
Oh, sorry, it's magic with 2 J's. Stands for maybe a jacket just in case. It's kind of a weatherman slur, like a clud cloud or forecrust.
I don't want to know what those mean. So why am I meeting with the worst weatherman on the boat?
Well, there's the thing. I'm the best weatherman on the boat. I never get to prove it because Santa Banana has the most boringly consistent climate in the U.S. But I get the humidity down to the micromidity.
Then get a job anywhere else where there's, like, weather.
I I tried, but when I was 14, there was a tie-dye disaster. My hands are permanently bright green, so when I'm in front of a green screen, no one can see what I'm pointing at.
So wear the gloves you just took off.
People need to trust a weatherman. They can't do that if you're wearing gloves inside.
Okay, that doesn't check out, but like, was there a murder or what?
There's about to be. I need your help, or every weatherman, weather girl, and weather child will die.
Fucked up they only call them weathermen or weather girls.
Right? Oh, finally. Anyway, all the evidence you need is in my cabin.
Terrific. Let's go. This is a bad idea for a restaurant. If I wanted to be in motion and chewing, I would just run the Boston Marathon with my utility belt of sausages.
96. Yes, that's warm. Look at next week. 100.
Here's your local 3-day...
So, do you know why us weather people, weather folk, weatherarians are so competitive?
Because you're the only part of the local news that can be wrong.
Exactly. The anchor says, this happened today. The sports guy says, this game is today. Then we say, tomorrow will be a snow day, I hope, or an angry mob will come flip my house over.
Floor one.
So that's why all of you and apparently Neil participate in the weatherman games.
Float! Ice cream tree!
Pass!
Polar vortex!
Weather!
I don't know!
Blizzard!
Ice cream!
Both!
Oh, yeah, right.
Rebel!
Both!
The thing from Friendly's is weather. Does someone else want to go?
And it all culminates in tonight, the 4-day five cast. We all try to predict the weather for the 4-day weekend, and most accurate wins the diamond bow tie. Here we go.
Oh, and I thought I had a lot of equations written on my porthole window. I'm trying to craft the perfect chip clip.
I've run the numbers through the Doppler and made my own barometer and licked all my fingers and stuck them in the air, and I am certain this ship is headed for a catastrophe.
You're either the best weather person in the world or the craziest. Or a few other options in between, probably.
It's the first one. The odds are so low that no one else will see it. I barely did. But in 75 hours, a warm front will collide with a cool front, and then a lame front and a back front. See? A hurricane will form, running into a hailstorm and causing a tsunami. The atmospherical pressure will stretch all three into a giant tornado, a three-tiered firecracker pop of destruction. The bottom will become a whirlwind, sucking us up into the middle, a cyclone of thunderclouds and never-ending lightning, then spit us out the top through a Powerball lottery of ping-ponging hail boulders.
Huh. So what am I supposed to do? Kill God?
Nobody in the Weathermen's Guild will believe me. They treat me like an intern. I'll schedule this and spreadsheet that and dry clean all the umbrella hats. I need you to create some kind of ruse to trick the captain into returning to land before Sunday night.
A ruse that big is pretty much a boat-wide fuss, and I do love starting this. But what if you're wrong?
Please, Bargery. I'm for sure not. And so many Weathermen have already died this year. I don't know why we keep sending them to stand in typhoons and scream into a microphone that is just blown away.
Yeah, how else would we know storms are loud? But okay, I'll get right on that fuss for you.
Actually, if you could wait until 7:43, that's my slot at the five cast. Before we save everyone, I want it on record. I was right.
Spipe and save, love it. And what a specific call time.
I could only get 2 minutes.
Well, I'm gonna go watch the games till you go on. I've got 50 buckaroos on Cyclone Tony to win most convincing weather report by a presenter who can't read.
Now we've got a big red blob coming down this way towards this town, and this town, and the temperature is going to be these numbers. But over here we have a big sun and a cloud and a thunderstorm coming into... Phoenix? Phoenix. Phoenix Autozonia.
Oh, flew too close to the happy sun icon by trying to say Phoenix.
This is bullshit. I was told H is silent. Fuck the Alta Tibet. Well, there's no I in rain.
Hello, I'm Blanche Avalanche, and I'm here to present the weather in memoriam.
Rain in my heart.
The entire Channel 4 weather team was killed by a sudden sleet storm that came right up the bi-state area, sweeping in from the southeast west coast.
Wow, a lot of weathermen really did die this year.
I know, right? Too bad you can't solve an act of God like you kind of murder.
Yeah, but then the insurance companies might try to have me killed again.
Yeah, did Flo really hide a knife in her hair?
The real problem was escaping Geico's, like, 15 mascots. That company is a sketch comedy YouTube channel that just happens to have a job.
And then a fog rolled in from the north, blinding these three weathercopters until they crashed into these five traffic copters.
I'm bored. Let's go see if touching the Doppler ball makes your skin stand on end.
Wait, skin or hair? Either way, sure.
And of course, our very own Trent Twister was killed by a twister that had begun shooting cowboys.
Wow, you can see the whole weather from up here.
You mean the cloud? You can see a cloud. Whatever, here it is. You know, the first time I came here was to see this. Well, someone said Doppler, and I said, topless? Who's topless? And bought a ticket. Oh, to be as young and as horny as I still am right now.
You can see a reflection in the glass, like a funhouse mirror, except I'm not lost for 10 hours.
Wait a minute, I look really good.
Wow, brag much? Yeah, she does actually. Oh, thank you, that's actually really helpful to know.
Neil, a rhetorical question isn't an icebreaker to start a conversation with yourself.
Well, what's the harm in that? I don't know, what? Oh, I'm sorry, I just meant it like—
No, it's just my hair never makes as much sense on tropical cruises. I mean, even just my skin. Ah, ooh, I gotta sit down.
Is it your blood sugar? The clumps of your blood that became sugar cubes?
It's called Dippin' Dots blood, and I knew I should have eaten a king-size Snickers today. A candy bar the size of a mattress. No, my blood pressure just dropped out of nowhere. Wait, what time is it?
7:40-ish, why?
Oh my God, we're going to die.
Oh no, who do you mean by we?
Hmm? Oh, what does Baudry mean by that? And what is even the mystery here? I know, but do you? I do. I said I do. Sit down! You sit down!
Next up to the Five Cast, Lizzly Drizzle.
Well, thanks. Now, instead of a weekend forecast, I'd like to start with an hourly—
Everybody, cut it out! We have to evacuate now!
I don't mind you interrupting, Drizzle, but what are you talking about?
Oh, she's probably just talking about how I killed you all.
I knew it! That's why no one can see me or cares when they do!
No, you're not dead yet. But that's why I'm doing the hourly weather. Because you don't have a weekend left. You have 11 minutes. Sorry, I'll explain. Can I get the radar on the screen? On the screen here?
Reporting to Channel 3, I'm with the news.
Whoops! Think it's the other input. There we are. Okay, so now in 90 seconds, this newly formed weather pattern that's so extreme there isn't even a color for it is going to reach us, giving each of you a 60% chance of drowning, a 90% chance of curse smashing, and a 110% chance of giant lightning bolts with highs of 50,000 degrees.
I see you packed a backpack, Miss Drizzle, but we're not letting you leave. Not after you murdered all those weathermen. She was in charge of the most boring, spreadsheety work, like scheduling rival weather teams in places where she knew a weather disaster was about to occur.
But that still sounds like more like a—
A what? A force of nature?
Yeah.
An act of God?
Yeah, or that.
And it was both.
But if you remember, you actually said that you did it.
I did. For what is a god or a nature but she who can see the future? Soothsay the tempest tempers, chart the destiny of the heavens?
Crazy weather happens all over the oceans with nobody to see it. So you just had to find some and schedule the cruise to destroy it and become the last weather person. And then kill me, the only one who could ever figure this cockamamie horse shit out.
To forecast something like this, I knew I'd need the Doppler. So I used it on last year's cruise.
You predicted the weather a year in advance. That's impossible.
Oh, shut up, Blanche! Avalanches aren't even weather!
It's starting, just like I said I knew it was gonna start. And as they say, weather the weather be... Weather's the weather. Be weather the weather. Does be.
But, like, you're also here, so...
We won't let you get to the lifeboats. You're all packed up with no place to flee.
We have been called oracles and witches. We named rainbows and scheduled dusk. The legacy of meteorology lives on in only me. And you think escape was the only thing I didn't foresee? No, I am no longer Lizzie Drizzle. Today, I am Lizzalane Murdercane, the Weather Woman. Tune in to my weather report every day on every channel. Oh, and this isn't a backpack. It's a parachute, which will blow me to safety if I open it in... now. Now back to you, Bargery!
Look, the Murder Cane's forming. What do we do?
Don't let Murder Cane catch on. We can't let her win. Speaking of, let's get to the bridge.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There's no I in rain.
Captain Roker, out of the way.
I love you, Bo. Oh, you look fantastic.
I'm driving now. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the... You get it.
Oh, so good to see you guys. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
It's coming right at us, and we can't turn in time. What to do?
You hijacked the boat without an idea?
It was less a plan and more a wouldn't it be funny if. Let's see, what were Tristan Twister's last words?
They said it was, oh no, a twister, I gotta get to the basement. Hang on, did that moo come from above me or, and then splat? But there isn't a basement in the ocean.
Wait, say that again.
Why? Did I misspeak? Are you gonna make fun of me?
You were helpful for a sec, but forget it. Here comes the tsunami. If we drive straight, we can get over it safely.
To me, that sounds good.
But that's what she wants. It'll lift us up to be sucked into the cyclone. The basement of the ocean is going in the ocean. It can suck us off the water, but not out of it. We need to flip the boat to save us from the Murder Cane. Everyone, this is your new Captain Big. Close your windows, get underneath your mattresses.
So, wait.
We're upside down and sinking.
What if I have to go to the bathroom? I can't fight gravity. I'm just one dork.
I'm starving. I'm gonna go see if the weather vane snapped off. I sent a distress beacon to the news crew, so they'll be here soon with a rescue team. Or, more likely, a news team and then a rescue team.
Welcome to WCDBTC Santa Banana, our top story. I've heard of fish bowls, but this cruise ship flipped upside down. These two things are unrelated. We now go to a live feed aboard the Weatherby.
Would we care to comment? I'll take this one. So I am Neil, and...
Actually, what station are you from? Allow me. This storm was a true disaster, and no one, absolutely no one ever, could have seen it coming. And no one on this boat will ever admit otherwise. Back to you, I don't care who it is.
Well, the interviewees aren't supposed to toss back to me, but I guess we have to be done with that story. And now, Lizzie Drizzly with the weather.
It's drizzle, and it's sunny. Still!
Whoops with those hands again. Can't see where you're pointing.
It's sunny everywhere!
Thanks, Lizzie. Well, that does it for us tonight. This has been The Very Short News.
Thank you for joining us. Come back next week for Bargery Buffet in... Pump me full of NyQuil and kiss me one last time.
This episode featured the vocal talents of Rachel Crow, Jesse Rago,
Maggie Calcane,
Kelsey Buckley, Julia Lebo, Kevin McCarthy, Nako Narta, Branson Knowles, and Brad Biteman as Neil.